Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome back to Lady Knights of Adventure. When last we gamed, you guys were escaping from the fire room, learning the lesson that fire destroys everything inevitably, and that apparently you've discovered the secret of if you talk really good to people, you can get through so much shit without getting burned.
Well, plus 6 persuasion has to come in
handy. Yes.
That is a thing.
That is a big thing. And we discovered that Worgen get heat exhaustion pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So since we're all from Arizona, we know you don't let your dogs walk when it's over 100 degrees outside because they get heat exhaustion and burn their paws.
My toes.
I know.
Poor Worgen.
Okay, so when you guys managed to get the scroll case, which, who's got the custody of the scroll case, by the way?
Our bipolar.
I have the bag of gems.
And then you have the case with the thing, and where to go?
With the magic scroll and the instructions?
No.
Did you leave the case? That could be
no.
Weird.
No.
Didn't leave the case.
Because we're like, we're going there.
So who would like to say they have it?
Worgen.
Who's good with the Arcana stuff and
oh,
the intelligence stuff?
That was the point. We
yeah,
gave
it to
people.
The Arcana person.
Oh, okay.
She's the divine person.
I have 2 Arcana, though.
Yeah, and I have, like, 1.
You do?
Yeah, I'm only
-1.
She was the...
I have 3 Arcana.
Oh, no, then we give it to
like,
you.
How can you have -1? It's an intel-based thing.
No, I said
thing.
1.
You're an intel caster.
I said I have +1.
I have the...
We gave it to her, then.
I'm
the
0
person.
We gave it to you.
Oh, okay.
The
halfling who's been looking at the scroll case as you guys were running out of there quickly because you realized the guy that they jumped and beat the crap out of had the magic chalice, which is now in the paladin's custody, keeping this purplish flame going that was keeping actually portals from hell closed.
Yeah.
So only little bits of hellfire was sneaking in the floor, making it all flamey, burny.
The chalice with the palace has the prudish.
And when they pretty much simultaneously jumped his ass all at once... He died, spell got stopped getting cast, and they grabbed everything and ran because the portals were slowly opening and flaming little tiny things were coming out.
Happened.
And then we left the flaming skull.
Yeah,
you
left
it.
And he's like, whoa? And then he's like, eye beams of death to these guys. Then he realized, what? Demons from hell are immune to fire? What? And he had to change tactics. And he's like, run, my friends. Actually, he was too busy talking.
Yeah.
That was a really great distraction.
It was.
I did offer to let that guy go home to his family before
You did. You did the right thing.
Because I'm awful good, and I said, hey, get out of here.
Don't make me have to kill you.
And he just kept pushing it.
Yep.
And then Golden Guy volunteered.
So there we go.
And then bad
and
things
you know, my
happen.
Reaction to things. Hit it. Literally.
So the next time the
Let's see what happens.
So the next time
the power
the
of Nike compels you.
So the next time the Pally offers you an offer, you can't refuse. Take it.
Okay, so you guys ran up to there, and someone did the magic circle to get you guys out of there. I remember we did that. We dropped the crystal in, and we ran out of time at the door, and Arlene came in the room.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so you guys teleport back into the familiar room of 4 elements.
Lovely.
Huh? Sitting inside the cauldron of flaming stuff, and it looks like he may have killed one or two things that came back out of the cauldron. Because there's like poof, flame explosions, cinders everywhere. And he's like, oh yeah, it's nice here. Immune to fire, blow up in my face, see if I get her. I know this. I smoke them if I got them.
He's gnawing on a charred leg.
Do you have shiny stone?
Extra crispy.
So you guys port back in. You feel that you're all due for rest.
Yes.
Yeah. You're oddly starting to feel safe in this very confined space. That you know you all are badass, and the warrior is exhausted, panting like crazy. Everyone has some singe marks on them of some kind or another, and the halfling is reading the directions, going, So if we pass, underlined. The test of fire, that fire consumes all things, and that's why it's the first type of spells a magic user should use, blah, 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 because, you know, in incinerating, everything always works. We need to learn that Earth is the next place we have to go to because fire begets Earth. Because fire magma thing. There's a whole chart that's there.
Right.
It makes perfect sense if you read it and probably have enough bottles of wine to go with it.
Or something.
Wine is good.
Yada yada, terms of service.
Just accept it and move on.
Yep.
I just treat it like another apple.
But you do notice that on the directions it does say one thing that you need to learn with Earth is Earth is a really finicky thing because it is strong and enduring. But one of the lessons that Earth will teach is that brains over bronze, because you can hit a rock all day long and not get anywhere, but if you pour water into a crack in the rock, it will freeze and break the rock for you with no life whatsoever. Freeze it, right?
That puppy's so smart.
Good
thing.
So you do know that when you get to the Earth room, it's going to be a brains over bronze kind of thing.
Who's smart?
I have wisdom.
I don't
have
any intelligence.
I have a 12. I have a plus 1 intelligence.
I did a 10.
Boom.
I have.
Wisdom was my dump stat.
I didn't have wisdom because I figured magic castle, I might need that.
Strength was my dump stat.
No.
So, but I didn't
squishy,
like
huh?
Really.
Intelligence.
Intelligence
and dexterity were my. That'll be fine.
It'll work out in the end, right?
I put everything into charisma.
Yeah.
So you guys are definitely going to take a long rest here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We want to get everything back.
Song of
rest. Remind
so.
Modius that I have my potato masher.
Modius is not interested in getting too close to masher of potatoes.
How many spell slots do we get back per rest?
Okay, so
as
if you rest, you get everything back.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you guys are planning to take a long rest. Is there going to be any type of watch rotation?
Yes.
Yes. I'll take first watch because that way I can do the Song of Rest.
Modius will stay on watch for me.
And so 1d6.
Modius is always watching the hammer.
So
why are we rolling a 1d6?
Song of Rest.
Oh.
Apparently y'all get 1 point hit point back if you're not already.
Yeah.
I'm not full.
Okay.
Full.
So who's taking the second watch?
I'll take second watch.
Okay. I'm going to take the third watch. Okay.
Because we don't have to sleep. We're half elves.
You're like, shanti, 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 elf, yeah, yeah.
No, it's...
Okay. So, Moody's legs is just shaking his tail. Yes, the scorpion tail rattles. Okay, so whereabouts in the room there are you resting?
Center in the room.
Do you want to sit in the magic circle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not in the magic
circle. You don't have a person.
But we
need minis on the board.
We got that one. Let's get one for a Nike. And we need...
No.
No?
She's the skunk
She's
guy.
The...
I don't care. Thank you. I'm like, I don't care what I am. I just know I'm not in the middle of that circle.
Oh.
Her no, particularly, is the no. I'm not in the middle of the danger zone.
No, I'm on the
danger zone.
I have my back to the wall.
You all can just enjoy sitting there.
Where was Modius tell us rest?
Modius is going to be with his guardian protector here. Modius knows to get put the cleric between him and the potato masher.
Yes.
Yay!
So we each take a corner?
We can do that.
Do what you want. I'm going to get in a corner.
We'll take a corner. I think that there is
the
a small...
Yeah, no, he's looking for it.
He is looking for it.
I don't know which one's water because he only marked fire and earth.
Blue.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Blue wind.
So apparently air is both.
Yeah, well,
one is water,
it's
one
the
air.
One by...
I'm going to assume two is
gold,
earth.
By Jocelyn is the water.
Okay.
That's water. The one right before earth. I mean, fire.
Whatever one's colder.
Because I couldn't find my brown marker, so it was...
Start
squiggly
down.
Oh, there you go. Squiggly, squiggly.
I feel like you can grab my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you...
I don't know what she's doing with
unwholesome things are happening.
Well, his hand is the size of the entire Mousekin's head.
Okay, that could have face grabbing.
Here we go. Really, that looks desperately, at least for the moment.
Apparently, you're a goblin for the time being until you get too small.
Right. It's probably in the little bag.
You want this corner?
Unless you prefer a dwarf. Would you prefer a shiny dwarf?
I had good rapport with them in the past.
You have. Unfortunately, it didn't work out too well for them.
Well, hey, they got a bath and new clothes.
Oh, that goblin. I was thinking of the other goblin.
Yeah, that goblin.
No, the one that you
danced.
Yeah, that goblin, yes.
And I gave a Colombian necktie, too.
I was thinking of goblins from a previous campaign.
Yes, yes.
Splug.
Splug like lady.
That's right. Splug was grateful to the opportunities I was providing.
And finding all these shiny coins under the carpets.
No, Splug was like reluctant. It was the other one that really liked it.
Yeah.
What was his name? Oh, my God.
I can't remember, but I was thinking more grateful than grateful.
Yes. The
other dwarf was like, the other goblin was all for it.
He doesn't really, we saved his life.
Yes.
I'm just getting my stuff in.
Okay, we'll just all look as she's go. Okay, so you guys are doing your rest, you're recovering, you're recouping. You divine casters have done your meditation. You arcane casters have done your clarity. You got your center, you got your spells ready. Things are going good. So, things are going more gooder.
Oh, God, I think he does that.
Okay,
like,
no problem. I like the dress.
Is the Diet Dr. Pepper ready?
No. No, just put it in there.
She forgot us. We're so going on Yelp.
Thank you.
Arlene, if you're listening to this, we're going on Yelp.
To say how we love you.
Exactly.
Yes. Tell everybody your name is Super Goddess Supreme.
Yeah, hello. We gotta make her a Facebook page with that name.
We need to make her a badge or a shirt or something.
So you guys have, taken your rest, you've recouped your abilities, you've mended, the bard's been singing a sweet lullaby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tuning my lute.
Give me an arcana check here. That scroll case that you've been fiddling with, looking at the directions and reading them and apparently fondling your cleavage with them.
Hey, if I roll after rubbing my dice on my cleavage, apparently I roll better.
Okay, I can completely accept that.
It's the new magic. See? 15.
Okay.
Plus 3.
Plus 3. Oh, that's
right. Nice. You notice after a while when you...
We need more room, like little pushers.
Well, when you've made your little resty space, and you put the scroll case down, and there just happened to be a little bit of soot from the fire room on the scroll case, and when you rolled it down and it kind of rolled across your stuff, it left little ash marks that look a lot like writing.
Uh-huh.
But it seems to be like only like a bit of the writing. Like someone just took a scroll that they wrote out and like chopped a piece somewhere in the middle. Almost like when you take paper and put it in a shredder and get you a little strip.
So some of
there's just enough words you can tell it's obviously some kind of sentence, but you're only getting like a word and a half of each line.
So you need the other half.
Do you know what language it's in?
It's actually in common.
That's handy.
It's a quite commonly known language.
Do I feel that? Do I feel that if I sprinkle more of those ashes next to the previous ones, that it will like fill it out, or do I get the sense that I need to like search for the other half of this thing?
You get the feeling you need to search for more.
Okay.
That there's just not enough full sentences because it's like literally the second quarter of a conversation being written down.
So now did the
quarters.
did the ashes fall on the scroll or on some
It's just part of your part of your bedroll that you set up from when you came down.
So now it's that's probably going to stay on my bedroll, right? So
it was just a smudge. It's not really the full thing. I mean, you can easily go over to a brazier and just keep rolling it over the brazier so it gets a nice good coat of soot, and then roll it out on something.
Oh,
so you can reproduce it quite easily.
Okay, that's what I was trying to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was like magic particles of soot that I had to only use those and then bring back the magical particles of dirt from the earth one and the magical bit of water from the water one and a bottle of air from the air one and throw them all on the
holy
same.
Holy shit, that's good. Let's write that down.
Or if it was just like whatever shit that I rubbed the scroll in would like transfer onto any other shit.
Yeah, you might need four magical knowledge. This seems like an old G.I. Joe episode.
What?
Back in the day, G.I. Joe, and they had to go around the world for the deepest, purest water and the hottest fire.
Yes.
Like one season finale.
It sounded like you said juju beads and suds.
That's
and
I was like, what? Juju beads
and suds together. That confused me.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Well, first you get a gal named Juju Bee and you have her make a car wash.
Apparently.
And then you give her juju beads and suds.
I got to the hospital. So.
All right, so good.
It looks like it's a mundane way of having a hidden scroll. But
so we're talking like from National Treasure, where you like put on the pipe and you roll it out on the paper?
Every time. You're that player. Every time.
I'm just trying to be visual here, dude, okay?
You're spoiling the magic. You never bring up the source material. You're spoiling the magic.
Well, fortunately, I don't know the source material, so...
Yeah, a lot of us avoided that movie.
It's a movie?
It's a movie. It's a sequel.
Okay. All right.
No, that's the
first one. It's the one with the Constitution.
The first one is the Da Vinci Code, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go touch the...
There are two
I'm
going to
go
Cage.
Yeah.
So are we still resting? This was during...
During your rest where you're figuring it out.
Okay. Good. Any other exciting things happen while I'm taking watch and hanging out?
Did any of us get anything worthwhile, or can I dump the shit we all grabbed and ran out with?
You can just it was basically the purse with the jewels and.
I grabbed.
There was
a
really cool robe that the guy was wearing. Didn't someone grab?
We have the robe. We have the cup. We have the scroll case, and we got 7 gems.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that magic scroll.
And the wand, apparently.
And the wand.
Yeah.
The wand of trap detection.
Fire on everything.
Those
96s or whatever it was.
The layer of soot that you all had on you.
Yeah.
So while our dear cleric is finishing up her watch, and you're all getting some good sack time, you know, recovering, all of a sudden, are you sure you don't want to sit in the middle of the magic circle?
See, that's
I'm sure I don't. Y'all can sit where you want.
Okay.
I'm sure it's seldom a good idea to fall asleep in the middle of a magical circle.
Yeah, because what if somebody teleports in?
Uh-huh.
Step
on our face.
Squid.
What are you doing?
Why is
there
the
organ?
Because if somebody activates it, how do we know we're going to somewhere else without each other?
Right?
What if we disappear into a different room?
All
alone. You're trapped in hell. All of a sudden, you guys are sitting there, you're just chilling, you're relaxing. Your cleric, she's on guard. She's ready for anything. She's like, come on, guys. Like he said, let's just do it. Let's get to the Earth one. Let's get on a game.
Kind of circling, looking at things, but I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, especially when Molodius says, no, you are too soon for this.
I'm not touching nothing, buddy.
Yes, good idea. Molodius thinks you are most wise. And just then, Molodius does this little double take at the magic circle. And you guys feel a warm glow come from the runes on the floor. They start lighting up, and all of a sudden, magical glow happens.
And
I roll a duplicate. And all of a sudden, as you guys are just chilling and chillaxing, all of a sudden, on the magic circle, 3 people instantly teleport in. And the gentleman with the walking stick is basically conversing with the 2 people next to him, saying, they've got to be around here somewhere! The circles are failing! And he immediately looks around the room and sees all 4 of you spread out in it. 5. Well, I think the the worg is hiding one of the people.
Yeah,
he's
glowing.
Come on.
He's on her face.
The worg has this cute little, the worg has this cute little white spot on his chest and fur. You know, that's not a heart-shaped patch of fur. It's my
spot. Should we roll initiative?
And yes, we should roll initiative.
Oh! Wow.
The bard goes.
Not
necessarily.
I've
got a 3.
What do you
actually?
I wasted
my
20. Your initiative, yeah. Which should be your dex modifier,
which is
0.
Minus 1.
18.
Do you have a dex modifier?
No.
No, so straight 20.
That's what it is.
Like you said, just do it.
It's a good thing I got that 20 then. I'd hate to get one when I'm fighting or anything. Yeah. That'd be weird.
And what did our Drew Worgen get?
10.
10?
Plus your dex.
So,
0.
10.
I don't know.
And Miss Duskwild.
Mine is 16. Yeah, you just want to put your dex modifier in there, and then you roll a d20
and
add to it.
And what did your 1 become after your dex modifier?
Yeah.
A 3.
Oh, 3.
I know y'all jealous.
Oh,
oh,
you can remove it. Yes. I'm slow.
And I will roll the big black dice up.
Ah.
That was actually pretty scary and intimidating.
And loud.
I know.
And
that wasn't that impressive at all.
The room echoed.
Of doom. Golda, what is your dex modifier? 0?
0.
Okay.
Somebody else rolled 20?
Yes, someone did with their modifier, so I just want to make sure.
Well,
I rolled
it
without the modifier.
Okay.
Because that's a natural 20. No, it's a natural 20.
18 does not mean 20.
Like the dead gentleman where it goes around the corner of the arrow. You know, he rolls a natural 20, and the arrow just follows the guy until it goes around corners.
Knocks on a door.
Awesome.
Okay, so he looks around and says, "Where are they at?" And basically his conversation is interrupted by seeing all of you guys evilly spread out to the four corners of the room. So, our dear clerk of Nike, who's all at the ready, who's all prepared, who's just ready to do it, what would you like to do?
I'm going to try and spring on that guy and get him in, like, basically a submission hold and try to pull him back.
Grapple him? Okay, so go ahead and move on in there for the grapple.
I love some WWE.
This guy?
Nope. One with
the
walking
the blonde
stick. He's actually a halfling, by the way.
Okay.
So
okay.
You get an advantage on a couple of
I should, right? If he's littler than me.
Well, in this case, no. Actually, I will give you advantage because you're jumping
as hell.
He's yeah.
Like, hey, I'm
he
looking
was,
for them to get the yeah, daddy.
We are going to find them. Where did they go? Oh, I found them.
What did the other two look like?
They looked very young. One's a half elf, the female one, and the male is a human. They don't seem to be wearing anything fancy. They just seem to be wearing regular clothes.
Or maybe they were stuck here like us, and they're, like, you know, trying to get out. Or they're acolytes.
Or they're acolytes.
Like I'm her acolyte.
So you get
2
dice.
Yep, oh, so you get 2d20.
You're
so all going to go for a grapple here. Oh, boy.
10.
Good thing you had advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's almost like casters.
Is grapple strength modifier or?
12.
Yep. So you go, and do you have athletics?
Yes.
Because that's what you'd want to use. It should be better.
4.
Okay.
So
14. 14.
Nope.
Actually, yes, because he's got a negative.
Ooh.
Strength is his dump stat. So you come up and you put the guy in a submission hold.
Yeah, I don't want to like knock him out. I just want him to be between me and his people. So if they're going to attack me, they're going to attack him first.
Okay, would you like to move yourself or you would like to pull him one square?
Pull him one square. He's small. Remember, he's a halfling. Uh-huh. He can share her square.
Well,
he's
no, she
in front
wants,
of me.
She wants to use him as a human shield. As
yeah.
A halfling
oh,
shield.
He's in front of me.
He's her halfling
the
shield.
The other way, then he's flanked.
Well, she's worried about not getting shot.
Yeah. I don't want his people to be like, this and way, now I shall go and attack her.
This way from her head to her knees is covered. He does count his partial cover.
And I say, looking for us? Don't worry, like, stupid, like, found her! And I called in my team to announce that we have company.
Okay, yeah. That's a sticky widget. Immediately, these two look at him and look at you, and they kind of look around, and they're readying an action, but it's not like they're actively doing it. But they are doing hand gestures, like, I'm getting ready. I don't know what to do because, you know, I'm following orders here, and nobody said anything yet, except he's squealing and kicking his feet out.
So whose turn is it?
And by the way, Modius is on your shoulder, by the way.
Yep.
So they're holding their action. So that would mean it is our paladin's turn.
Cool.
What's the bunny going to do? March?
I'm
gonna
persuade them to tell me what's going on.
To the hostage or to the two that are sitting there trying not to do a team rocket pose?
I'm gonna do the two lackeys.
Okay, which one are you gonna go for? Do you think the gal is more easily intimidated?
I'm gonna be the human.
The human?
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of persuasion do you
think? I saw
there?
The secret life of pets. Man, bunnies can be psycho.
I'm gonna say, hey,
watership down. That's all I
have about rabbits. So much rape and.
Your persuasion is going.
Natural 20.
Plus
4. Why would I tell you their life
history? Plus 6.
So 26 there.
Immediately, you know, so how do you phrase this? How does your persuasion to give you the skinny, which they are definitely going to give you in spades, and on my next turn, I'm going to tell you the rest about my life story, and that's how I managed to get to come here.
Say,
did anybody have told you you're super cute?
Oh my god, you're funny.
I'm not
funny.
It reminds me of when I was little and I was practicing magic in the backyard and they exploded, but I still love them.
Poor buddy. No, I'm gonna. Because I can't be mean or then that's intimidation.
Uh oh.
Right? Okay.
This is persuasion. You're doing your charisma thing.
Charismatic
buddy.
Did you two come in to help?
Okay. So immediately,
are you prisoners too?
and which one specifically are you aiming for here?
The human.
The human guy.
Yeah.
He immediately kind of straightens up and says, "We are not prisoners here. We came to the master's castle to be taught the ways of the Arcana, to become some of the most prestigious and powerful magic users of all the lands."
Oh, I'm gonna ask if they learned Modius's lesson.
And when you mentioned Modius, his eyes immediately flash to her shoulder, and blood kind of drains out of his face. And the master introduced us to Modius a few times, and once is more than enough for any one student. But we are here to take you back to your cells, for we have been told.
Modius is like snuggled up against my cheek.
We've been sent to follow the teacher there to capture you all and bring you back to your cells. The new master will find something to do with you.
Who's the new master? Have you seen him?
Even the girl gets kind of like weak in the knees. None of us except the higher teachers have seen the new master. We've not heard good things.
It's me!
It's me!
No, it's not!
We need you to come along with us without a fight. We wouldn't want to damage you.
I'm gonna show them the stuff that we have.
We wouldn't want to damage you, and I'm like, joke!
Kill her!
Their mentor's feet are kicking at your knees. Just peacefully come along with us back to your cells. We promise you won't get hurt.
promise he won't hurt us.
As you're seeing a little bit of piddle come down his leg.
Ew! What?
I'm going to show him the circle from the bathroom and ask if they want to come with us instead.
Well, unfortunately for them, they don't really react to the cup. But the halfling being strangled, his eyes kind of go a little more bulgy. And a little focus on the cup. And you're hearing some gurgled noises of surprise nature.
Can we ask him if he wants to come with us?
You can, but he may not reply too winfully.
Do I roll for persuasion? You want to come with us? That is an 18.
An 8.
We just sit there while she's doing this.
I like to.
And I'm like going, oh, you, Bunny, you are so awesome. Oh. It's like, you know, your wife is just the coolest. It's like, and I'm like, you know, good job, Claire, you rock.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
As the bard is throwing inspiration around. But even though it's not her turn yet. Miss last
well,
initiative she got order.
Twice.
Well, we're gonna be jumping to some other people real quick.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm like, no.
Okay, so
I'm just like, you guys are awesome.
Duskwild, it is your turn. While she's throwing the bunny charm around, her bunny tail's twitching and her nose is twitching and whiskers are being cute. And the only thing cuter would be if she had a Cadbury egg.
Oh, with great flamboyant flair, I refill the scroll into the case, hoping that everyone is watching me. Roll it back up, rub it against my cheek, stick it some mysterious place about my person.
I like how she kept going lower and lower.
And I will eyeball these two students in the middle of that circle.
I kind
of
want this to be a win so bad.
Wow, to your own teammate. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I roll the dice.
Well, roll it for real. So we're just getting rid of the curse that was just laid up on you. Roll for real. Natural 20. See, the for reals roll was there. And then are you going for persuasion?
Yeah, I am intimidating.
Intimidating. Okay. With your cold, scary, because true evil doesn't have to brag.
Well, I mean, I'm really actually chaotic good, but I think if I can get them to capitulate and just surrender peacefully, then they'll live longer.
We can send them in front of us to touch things.
We have a wand for booby traps, and we have you guys. The wand's only got 3 charges a day. You guys are like unlimited.
I was going to tie them up, and like,
and believe it or not, with your scroll, which is familiar to them, because the chalice, unfortunately, they had not taken the test of fire yet.
Yeah.
But the scroll looks very familiar to some similar scrolls that the higher teachers use, and the mere fact that.
You're casually secreting it about your person.
And you know that you're all dusky and crazy and femme fatale. They will basically drop their arms slack at their sides of like, okay, please don't kill us.
We're going to go through this whole dungeon without killing one person.
We killed some people.
You killed lots of people.
We never leveled up because we wouldn't kill.
But we still get experience.
We leveled up.
We're just defeating them in a different manner.
Accidentally exploding them.
If you drop your weapons and give me your word of honor that you will do everything I say, I will not turn you over to the new master.
Oh, that's good. As they proceed to do the semi-committed I surrender, hands up. Not the all the way up, but just the okay, hands off.
You don't want me to give you Timotheus, do you?
And they kind of give the imp a look immediately on the cleric's shoulder.
Timotheus, you're hungry, aren't you?
Yes! Most hungry.
And you're looking for some shiny things. need their eyes.
No!
It might need to see things to help us.
No!
Do you think not? Because I'd hate to get into a pickle and I'll need their eyes.
Maybe.
Right, look for coins and, you know, shiny hard things that are not... like stones.
Shiny stones!
Yes. So I think you two should take off all your clothes.
That's
so And of course, they slowly start going down to their undergarments.
Get into the corner. I'll be right with you.
I've been very naughty. Go to my room.
Do they go to the corner?
They will head that direction. They will. Well, the wizard is going to take his turn to try to wrestle free. So get ready to contest with the strength or dex, whichever's higher for you.
Strength or dex?
Strength or dex.
Okay.
Or athletics, if you got it. Athletics or acrobatics. I have a feeling you're going to mop the floor with me.
He's got a 3.
I got a 7.
On the dice.
On the dice.
13.
He starts to wiggle, and she puts him in check. Just immediately... in check. It's almost like...
Wait a minute. I did my math wrong. It's still a bigger number than yours.
It's still a bigger number.
Yes.
He's got a negative. You've got a plus.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so for his turn, he's kind of squiggle. His feet are...
Yeah, he starts to wiggle and I just lean back
his
a little.
His little cane shillelagh clinks on the floor because he's lost complete grip of it. Oh, that was an effective turn for him. So the bard is going to give inspiration out to everyone.
Yep.
You guys are awesome.
I love you, man.
So we're back to the top of the order. The students will definitely... What would you like to do? You were right before the bard. Yes.
Put him up. You already did.
I wrote 2 sixes on the chart here.
So, bye now. Since she told them to go in the corner, I will block them into the corner.
Oh, she's going to get all your puff up and get in front of them?
Do what she says.
Okay, so go ahead and move her in front of them. Ooh, that's not intimidating at all.
I'll have my glaive pointed at
her. A giant glaive by a giant organ.
You're a 10 reacher.
Well, you can get adjacent if you want. Or you can get all crazy and just wave it.
You can reach them.
I'll shank you with my 10-foot pole.
Oh boy, Candy. I'm not gonna teleport out from right where I'm at, right?
Maybe.
Let's not put me in the circle.
The fighter is nervous about magic circles and things.
It's a wonder.
That's why the fighter brings her magic bunny with her.
Like, drop your jewels. Drop everything you got.
They already did.
They're already down in their panties.
Yeah, they're in their undergarments.
Skivvies.
I can light them on fire.
We might have
to.
Hey, think about it. It's like, yeah, we passed the fire test, biatches.
We should like sort through their clothes and see if there are gems or anything.
Wouldn't they only have an AC?
Do I need to roll for intimidation?
After that natural 20, they are scared shitless of all of you. And the fact that Modius is purring and cuddling up against one of you guys, and they've seen Modius run into new students, they've had Modius take some of their class out in one shot.
I'm just smiling at him in the corner.
can you make sure only the bunny talks to us?
The bunny was much nicer.
Okay, so Golda, what are you going to do with the little guy that you're just, you know, got? You only have one spell I want to hear. The gurgle. We want to hear the spell of red rain. Make it rain.
So the bunny's bipolar too.
Clearly.
She's lawful good.
She persuaded them.
Lawful good this whole game.
She tried to talk to them. She did the talky talky.
Can I see
and then the very scary ghost walker halfling and all crazy Sith Lord on them. Of, I'm Vim Vatel, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
Well, she's wearing the Cthulhu fez.
Yes.
She's channeling her dark
She's
side.
Channeling the Cthulhu fez for president while Wopas come.
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
Modius, who is this?
He's Widget, teacher at school.
Widget?
Widget.
Is, like, Widget his name? Or is it Widget his subject?
It is his name.
Ah,
subject.
Okay.
What does he teach? What subject does it?
What does he teach his students? What's his specialty?
He teaches new students. His specialty is teleportation.
Ah.
So don't let him talk.
Well, he's having
well,
to be in
you
the
do know, yeah. For most part, of course, there's things like expeditious retreat.
I don't want to talk to
him. He's barely able to get a breath of air, much less
wiggle his fingers
become
and
a,
speak.
Become a chatty box here.
He's in the same space as
yep.
me, though.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So, do we need him?
No.
And so I glance at you guys.
Is he evil?
You're asking somebody who's evil.
He's like, he feels like a
Magic is no good or evil.
That's how you use it.
I'll take care of this. I'm chaotic neutral. I've slit people's throats before.
Unlawful neutral. Like, if there's
you gotta
something,
do it.
If there's something that needs to be done, I'm going to take care of it because I need to protect my team.
For the greater good.
It's part of what I do.
Break his neck.
Good gesture of the character sheet.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I didn't
Can
get
he be useful
for the 10-foot organ bowl. She made a sexual innuendo about her.
I like that. Yeah. It's because she's a rabbit. She's always in the mood.
Yeah.
That's one of my flaws.
Yeah, I
like to see that.
I'm absolutely willing to kill this character if that's what's needed to protect the team.
But I'd rather your character stay with the group.
So I look at you guys. Do we need him?
No.
It's like
Modius. Modius, do we need him?
You have all that you need to learn the lessons.
Would he be helpful?
More trouble than help.
Kill him.
You're a cold bunch of ladies.
Excuse me. He literally is trying to put us back in the cells. I am not going back to that little room with no hairbrush.
Especially since there's orc piss and goblin blood everywhere.
Exactly.
That's a
Can he do magic if he doesn't talk?
Yeah, some magic is just with your hand.
Since it's your turn, go ahead and give me Arcana roll. For the majority, yes. I wouldn't waste your inspiration.
No.
Yeah, don't waste your inspiration.
Six. He's totally magical.
You're like, let him down. He's cool. But he, as a vague reference to Arcana, he usually stuffs either vocal, wiggling in the fingers, or you know, some kind of thing. Which is why usually you put mittens and a hood and a gag over it.
Well, I'm thinking we could leave him alive and just cut his tongue out.
Oh,
that's
damn.
So much nicer.
You are so not lawful good.
We need to just take his tongue and a couple fingers. He's no threat to anyone.
Well, leaving him alive is good.
Yeah, no, we're definitely character alignment slips.
Slowly,
that would be
she's
helpful,
dropping an alignment. Slowly, a blush.
We've only been playing for over 2 months and you guys are just noticing.
Bunny is the new Black.
Prison changes the
Bart. Prison changes the Bunny.
She's become a rascally rabbit.
I'm gonna go through the shit in the middle of the room. So
okay,
so
you're poking through the pile of clothes. And it's basically just clothes. It looks like the students aren't allowed much.
What about this guy? Does he have gems on him or anything?
You're gonna fleece his pockets while he's being choked?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, just go out.
Right.
In the meantime.
So,
they're talking about killing him.
Yes.
Well, I'm asking, I like clearly asked the team what
well,
we should
I haven't,
do.
I haven't replied.
Yeah.
I am chaotic good, actually. And I try really hard to actually be good. So,
it's a halfling.
I will grab some piece of small clothes from the student's pile and I'll wad it up and I'll shove it in his mouth. And I'll look him in the eyes and I'll say, I'm going to tie your hands, we're going to bash you on the head, we're going to leave you here tied up, because that is the kindest fate I can leave for you. But if you're...
The
firebomb is...
Wow, the bunny's gone
back. The group.
Psycho bunny.
The rest of my party would be happy
good.
To see you dead for what you've been teaching
like
these young people
like
and for what you've already
you've
done
good.
To us.
Good
so
good.
This
and
is my
get the work and looks over his shoulder.
You come after
honey!
Us, fuck. I will,
not intimidate him.
Yes. Right. That's six, but I still jammed that.
Okay, he's gagged completely now with
yeah.
some
yeah.
random clothing.
And she
part.
Also said she was gonna lock his hands together.
Yeah, behind
mm-hmm.
his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that would require her to drop.
All right, no.
He's gonna choke hold.
Won't to have her drop.
That'd
be
bad. Oh.
Can I just knock him on the head?
Just
knock him
yeah,
on the head.
I will let you try to knock him in the head. Especially since you've been choking him out this whole time. His
just
eyes are fluttering.
A little.
Let's move this way. One athletics roll, and he's out cold.
Okay.
Okay. And meanwhile, a certain someone is going through his pockets and pulls out a little coin purse of 5 gems.
Oh, that's useful.
And Modius is interested in the purse because it's got a little, the little ties. At the ends of the ties are symbols.
Symbols
up. They seem to be some kind of magical symbol. On your turn, you can gladly roll an arcana if you'd like to see
that. Can I give Modius a gem? Does he know what they are?
He'll gladly take a gem if you're offering.
I will.
Okay. He will gladly, as you, are you like throwing it to him, handing it to him? Because you're handing it to him, it's going to be very shy. And
I'll set it on the ground for him.
So you put it down on the ground and you gesture towards him?
I'll kick it over.
Okay. So... Well, that's going on. The little guy is trying to struggle free. He's at a disadvantage right now. So give me an athletics or an acrobatics roll for choking him out. Oh my god, he actually rolled decently.
Except for that 6 over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Can I hold
that? So that 5.
Well, you were
okay.
going through his pockets.
That does not tell
you
me.
You just dropped a natural 20.
Yes, I did. Do a good thing.
You're not the opposite. What would Winnie the Pooh do?
That's about the level you're at right now. You're
smited.
All of a sudden, she uses smite, and all servers are busy.
You
please request later. So you're wrestling him. You're not even gonna do your next attack. This struggle makes his eyes flutter back, and he just goes limp in your hand.
Okay.
Not dying, but he's out cold.
He's out cold.
You successfully choked his ass out.
He's limp
in
your hand.
Only on Lady Nights of Adventure.
That's right. So I lay him down on the ground.
Okay.
And then I look over, like look around the war again at his two disciples and say,
and then like,
and like I motion very broadly to him and say, this could also be your fate.
They're not happy. They're scared.
Good.
Definitely not happy.
That's the point. I don't make any moves to them. I just motion. This is what we did to your teacher in under 10 seconds.
Literally. Less than 12 seconds. Taken down. Cowed in the corner.
Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the bunnies in that corner over there looking all cute and adorable.
Trying to be good.
Your ally.
What wouldn't Cthulhu do? Just ask yourself, what wouldn't Cthulhu do? Okay.
So that was his turn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's now our Worgen's turn. He's got them all under citizen's arrest. So
they're in there,
their
chonies hiding in the corner.
What's that?
Do they need their hands tied?
You feel that they are sufficiently cowed, by the way. They will cooperate completely.
I thought we could tie them up. We like it.
Morgan's into that kind of thing.
She's like, no, no, we can do that.
I think it would protect them from themselves and from bad life choices.
Probably.
Oh.
So, be like, you two kiddos, and tie their hands together.
Okay. So you put your pole arm down, you start lashing one of them together. Okay. Songsmith, what are you doing?
Prestidigitation.
What is the goal you're going to do with that?
The guy passed out on the ground. I'm going to soil his britches.
She's
a good thing I put him down.
Sings a little ditty, and Derry asks ones or twosies.
Twosies. He already did onesies.
So all of a sudden, you just hear a fart sound and a stench come rolling up from the halfling.
Yeah, one cubic foot.
Adorable.
Are you sure he's not dead? I've heard about people getting hung before.
Whoopsie, he made a whoopsie.
I look at you and just shake my head. No. We're still in the room with him.
Giggling.
We're still in the room with him.
Yes, but it's funny.
It's funny.
She's smiling. That is my thing. I like to make people smile. It's funny.
I mean, hey, at least this room is like a 25-foot by 25-foot room.
This is by the fire.
Hey, that's what he gets for keeping me in prison for 18 freaking days. I can't forget this. I was dirty for 18 days. No magic. Not able to clean. Yeah, just
no saying. I was like, is that a phone or a person?
No, that was
a reenactment of the halfling?
Okay,
so needless to say, in quick order, you have got them all tied up. They are not fighting. The halfling is he on his face or is he on his back?
He's on his side.
He's on his side with his soiled britches.
Well, yeah, and so I look at you and I'm like, tie his hands up, please. And I walk away because you have to put his hands behind his back. I am not involved in that story.
No.
I'm going to leave. Like,
my God says I need to go commune.
I was like, freshness, I'm out of here.
I'm tapping out of this story right now.
The shit's hit the halfling. Okay. Okay, so what are you guys going to do once you trust them all up and have them conveniently... Are you going to put them, like, all together?
Nope.
Okay.
There are four corners and three of them.
Yes.
Yeah. If we put them all together, they can wiggle around and untie each other.
Mm.
Is there anything to tie them to in the walls? Like any?
There's a convenient pile of clothes in the middle of the room.
No, like, is there any, like, pillars or anything?
No.
There's
no, not
enough. It's
a pile of clothes in the small campfire.
You magically make a small camp?
Yeah! Prestidigitation!
Okay. So one of the glowing runes now looks like a small campfire in the room. So, okay,
that's
the plan?
Let's go to the earth room. And get out of here.
Okay, so who's gonna do the deal?
Can we touch any of the walls?
Yes, Mordius will guard the prisoners. I like that look.
Are there any runes on the earth wall that we can see doing
like
anything?
Fire.
Oh yeah, you can read them if you like.
Okay.
I would like to read them.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and give me an arcana roll.
Quit moving it.
13.
13? Okay. Basically, you're reading the runes, and it sounds very familiar, like what your halfling was telling you was in the scroll. It sounds like the scroll is like the cliff notes for all the magic writings on the wall.
Oh, okay.
None of them are shiny or moving.
There seems to be no magical enchantment on this one.
Okay.
But it does make a reference to the earth does conceal danger.
Oh, good. Good thing you've got that wand.
Does the earth explode?
Earth and fire. Sounds like a good. That'll be the earth and fire room.
Modius never told me about the bag.
About the what?
The bag.
Oh, you put the whole bag down?
He
gladly waited for you to go, and he snatches the gem, and he basically says, "That purse was given to this teacher by the master."
The old master or the new master?
The master.
Apparently the old one.
Yeah.
She is new master. Anymore. But not the master.
No. What are these symbols about, Marius?
They are the initials of the master.
Okay,
what are they?
Do we know his name?
No, Morius does not know the master's name.
His name is the master. Is this a T and an M?
It's basically magical archaic symbols.
Yeah.
So.
His calling card.
He's like Prince.
Does anyone in the group speak primordial?
No.
Does anyone speak abysmal?
The Sylvan in common. Didn't you have an extra
language? I have an extra language that I haven't filled.
Primordial.
Learning about primordial? And I'm learning, like, I'm filling in the blanks the more I talk with Morius.
Okay. Basically, one of the little doodads, the symbol, it's a primordial symbol for creation. The other one is in a different language, almost like it's in the abysmal. Write it in the primordial language, write it in the demon language.
Does the
bag
do
anything? It's basically just purse, but it does look like it's made of some kind of skin of something.
Oh, good. Ew.
Hey, that's great.
Okay. Probably not mushroom.
Chances are.
It's an ogre scrotum.
So does this... This one... Mushroom. Correct me if I'm wrong. This sigil means creation, right?
Morius does not know. But he knows the symbols represent the master. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to keep that with me. I got a bag.
And of course, you know, Modius wishes you safety in your journey. And he's going to flutter up. You notice there's convenient little holes in the walls. And he turns into a rat and scurries through the little hole with his little shiny stone.
Mm-hmm.
He must go deposit his shiny stone at the bank.
He needs a certain number of stones to be able to escape himself.
The Bank of Moldius.
It's under a bed somewhere.
Are we friends now?
Are we what?
Friends.
I've been friends with him from the first adventure.
As an imp goes, he was being friendly when he stabbed you with the stinger. You asked
the
cat a question. He was answering it. And he's giving you one lesson free. Trust no one. After all, each of you may betray everybody else. Sure, she's a good paladin to the god of harvest and life. As the heads are shaking, no.
Nope. That's what she's been telling us, but that ain't quite true.
The protection god.
So, we're going to go off into Earth and leave these three in the room all by themselves?
I think we should take the naked ones with us.
We could.
And drop them off.
Have you guys passed Earth?
We haven't taken the test of the four elements yet.
Oh, good.
Would you like to pass Earth?
You have to be a third-year student before you're even allowed to take the test.
You're promoted.
Take the test for the four elements.
Oh, come on. We took care of fire.
How did you even get to this room?
Can I tell them that?
Because we are that good.
They can join my group of students. Trip.
We're in advanced class.
They will definitely go with you for protection because they're kind of weary of when their teacher wakes up what he's going to do to them. So they will definitely go with you.
So I can persuade them as much as I want because I did a 20 on them, right?
Yes, you persuade all day long. Okay, so gonna do the earth thing where you go up there and you grab a handful of the earth that's there and the crystal and the thing and all the thingy thing.
And then
Someone's going to give you an easy arcana roll because now that you got the scroll case of directions, you have advantage.
Not me.
You
How about
advantage.
You, Duskwild?
You get to roll twice. You get the better of two rolls.
We're doing arcana.
Duskwild.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have advantage, Duskwild.
You get the best
advantage.
Rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to roll again.
Make me cash it.
No. You
have
it. Because you have the directions.
I was thinking I
have
the
check. So go ahead and roll again.
So 15. I'll take her.
15?
We'll double.
Okay.
Well, she'll assist.
Okay. You do the thing, so all of you, including the two students, are cramming together. It's going to be very crowded in that room.
We're in here?
Uh-huh.
I know, it's in the little green circle.
In here.
Yeah, you're all cramming into that little room.
Do we all have to go in at the exact same time?
No, you don't.
You can use more than one stone.
Yeah, you can burn some more stones.
No, we're going to... In reason, I'm small.
How
most
can
of,
you,
most
you
of us
put
can
my
take...
In there too.
Yeah, we can take up same space with other people.
Wow, that's a lot of people. It's literally like shoulder to shoulder.
Keep in mind that one of those figs is extremely delicate.
Yes,
and her arms might blow off.
Yes.
Mainly the one that's precariously perched that is yet to explode.
That one might.
As it explodes and blows us all up.
Or it's like an elevator at Phoenix Comic Con.
Yeah. It's a Phoenix Comic Con elevator experience in the West Building.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you guys hit it, and all of a sudden it feels like, instead of the other one where you like felt fire and you like went up in a poof of flash, this one you feel like you're flowing into the ground itself. Mm-hmm. Like you're going in an elevator down. You almost feel like you see rocks and dirt move.
You go, my bad.
To which you guys appear right there.
Which one?
In the little one.
Far away from the spacious.
And by the way, that chip is not a chip. But clearly ahead of you guys, as you pop in, you are in this dank earth. And I mean, it smells like soil and mulch. You see there's a glow in the runes that are basically giving you a nice dim glow. That you see deep, deep roots of trees dangling about 10 feet ahead of you. You are in the earth. And it doesn't look like it was carved out by anything. It just looks like magically something scooped earth out and made this opening. Mm. And up ahead of you in the distance, you see a doe, which is basically an earth djinn. For the record, from the distance here, you're sensing tons of power from this earth djinn. She's distinctly female and has a giant hammer resting across where her legs would be if she was a normal creature. And she's kind of like floating there, kind of meditating.
Giant hammer.
And you guys smell this. There's like a general dank stench of earth. But you know, when you inhale, you know how when you smell earth and it's all loamy and sweet and nice. All of a sudden you pull it in and there's something that smells like just a stench undertone to it.
Probably because of the rotting bodies under the dirt that are waiting to like
attack
us.
Your divine sense? You are sensing supernatural evil off her.
Okay, and spell the word of what she is.
She's a doe. D-A-O.
D-A-O.
D-A-O. It's the name for the female urchins.
Right, I just wanted to write it down, so I would know.
If you'd like to talk to her, I can give you her real name.
I might.
Okay. And everybody give me a perception roll at disadvantage. Disadvantage. Oh, that would have been a good roll for advantage. Look how nice that pretty glitter dice roll.
I know.
Seven. And what are we doing? Perception?
Okay.
Perception.
Seven.
11.
11? That would be a
10.
11.
Okay, you guys sense...
I have a 10.
10? You guys sense that it's completely safe to walk forward.
Actually, I'm sorry, a 12.
We did not roll well.
It's a 12. Okay, still, you sense that it's completely safe to walk ahead. And the students are just having this whole nerdgasm thing.
Do they want to walk first?
Okay, that's a teacher right now.
All of a sudden, there's a dark whisper in your ear
just
saying,
"Just going to lovely or at least, you know,
feel free to go look at the God section in the back." tree where my thumb is where the gods start. If you can find something evil.
The warlock is the good one. The one who sold her soul to a demon.
No, she sold it to a fae.
Oh, to
That's
a fae.
It's not
yeah.
that bad. They're just mischievous.
Yeah, except for I'm listening to Cold Days. He's like,
Tries and Files.
Are you doing Summer Court or
Well, it's Oberon, the Green Lord, so.
So it's a wild fae.
So it's really chaotic.
Yes.
It depends on which side of the bed I get out of today. And if someone put snakes in my bed or not.
And let's go hunting.
Someone put bunnies under my bed. I have new slippers.
My god was fertility.
Yeah.
Because I'm a rabbit.
And you've taken it sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay.
I'm too exhausted to be good.
Good taste effort, damn it.
Okay, so as you guys get there, go ahead and just for giggles, let's everybody roll initiative just because.
Just because.
And.
Because you're about to die.
We salute you.
15.
Oh, that's
17. 12. Huh. That won't work.
6.
7.
Oh, no.
It's good to keep making noise and more step on it. And you had a 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
What's the name of your girl?
Yandala.
What would
Yandala
do?
What would Yandala do? She'd tell the halflings to go forth and multiply and plant some oats.
Well, just make a sign for her, WWYD.
Yandala destruction? What? Okay.
You know?
Did you find a bad god?
She was just having a bad paladin day. All this divine smite's not good. Maybe your god will say, no divine smite for you. You're too violent. Okay, so.
Nature is both violent and nurturing.
So
what is able?
Our little paladin, our little rabbitkin paladin, March, what are you going to do?
Walk my 25 feet.
Okay, go ahead and. Are you sure you're going to go out to here?
I hate when he says it like that.
Well, okay.
Well, according to what we rolled, it's fine.
It's perfectly safe.
Are there, like, lots of shadowies in the world? Well,
oh, yeah, everything is super dim.
I have no
There
deck,
are shadows
so I'm
everywhere.
I'm not going to try to sneak around.
There are, like, little grounds all pushed and mushed and... It looks like a giant rabbit warren almost.
Oh. You feel really comfortable except for somebody, you know, obviously.
Can she see me?
She can clearly see you.
when we all popped in, she went, sup?
I was going to be like, hi there.
I see all seven of you. Hey.
Can I persuade her to tell me how we get out of here?
You can join us, start a conversation with her.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll the persuasion.
Well, go ahead. It's on the ground.
It fell down the rabbit hole.
That is 16.
Yay. 16. So how is it that you initiate your conversation with this giant meditating woman who...
I'm going to say, I'm sorry to disturb you, but I brought my group of students with me. And we're trying...
And she's like, trying to shove me out in front.
Trials as the master told us to do.
She kind of eyes lazily open up.
She's his back.
Furts.
She reaches to her lap and grabs the hammer in a backhanded, you know, like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm going to grab my hammer and, too.
Well, she's grabbing it upside down in a backhanded swing, and she places it down the ground pretty quickly. And all of a sudden, in front of her, a looks like almost a chessboard comes up out of the ground.
Hey, that's my game, isn't it? Or is that my...
Well, it looks kind of like a chessboard, but you notice as it comes oozing out of the earth, it's got little stones that are like... They almost look like cards in different positions across this board.
Stratego?
Racco.
Stones that look like little cards, not Stratego. It looks almost like...
I have proficiencies in games because I'm a noble.
Ah,
it looks almost like Dungeon Forge pieces, but the walls. You may begin the challenge, but only one may take this challenge.
I actually have proficiency in
games.
Because I'm a noble.
Hit it, girly.
Yeah.
Mine is
your,
a cheated game, so it's better.
Whoever
than
is taking the trial may step forth and take three turns at my game.
Do I get advantage because I'm proficient?
You do games.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so, as that was your turn, Bard, it is your turn.
You can do it!
refreshing the inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Okay, are you staying back there where you are? Are you coming forward?
You betcha.
My
thing is
very
delicate.
Back
I'm staying
am.
Back here.
And I am going to use, let's see here. I'm going to use prestidigitation and... I'm going to make sparkles.
So she's sparkles.
Well, she's evil, though. I don't know.
No, round two.
Yeah, she's making you more impressive with your
yeah,
sparkles.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you. Look
she's throwing
impressive.
Craft herpes at you from across the room.
We actually had to stop using glitter at Living Social because it melted our computers.
Because it's inside.
We would computer bomb, and after like 20 of them, they no glitter.
Because it sucks right in and it will arc stuff.
And
it's aluminum foil. Mm-hmm. Gilda, it is your turn.
I separate myself from the crowd, but only slightly.
Okay. Where would you like to go?
This way.
Slightly's gonna help.
This way?
Slightly.
Yep. And up one. Oh, one more. There you go. Well,
around
in
the corner.
There you go. Oh. Here? Or no, right there. Yeah, go back.
Where you were.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm close enough to her.
Okay.
But not at all inviting this character to believe that I'm interested in her game.
Okay.
I'm not interested in this game. That's not where my proficiencies lie.
Okay.
My proficiencies lie in cracking the dude's head. Like, that's what I can do.
Okay, so the next turn belongs to somebody else.
I have the kids by the back of the neck, too.
Okay.
Both of them. Yeah.
Come here, puppies.
Here's a good lesson for you.
And we can take them home.
So, all of a sudden, March, to both sides of you, you notice a hint of motion and like a weird moving thing that feels a lot like in the movie Predator, when they're stealth and moving, and it's coming from
both sides.
No. But that's a good place to stop it there.
When you do. And I was like, oh. And then she made the dude poop himself, and I was like, okay.
That's what it looked like.
I guess that's how we're rolling tonight.
Yes. I didn't know that was something to do with that.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and rpgpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Gems. Who's got the purse with the three gems in it, by the way?
I think we gave it
the
to
the scroll case.
Oh, that no, I have the.
The scroll case, we gave it to somebody who could use it.
I just washed.
We gave it to your
I
wife.
Just wiped something off about gems on my
sheet. I know, I have a bag with five gems.
Odds all keep
anything.
I wrote down bag with five gems.
You have
no, I just said odds all keep it even all.
I have five gems. Trying to short me too there, mister. I got it written
down. Well, it's going to cost you one of those five shiny stones to get out of here.
I know.
We decided.
And the scroll case has two more gems in it, so there's a total of seven.
I have
gems.
The cup.
The
which I don't think it was anything, but
it was a magic cup that was keeping hell at bay,
magic
and you managed
water
to run really fast.
Well, can we use it again?
Oh, it's a nice, pretty jeweled goblet. I mean, you can always use that.
It's a water bowl.
If you find some beer or you're cold and want to sort of fire it, it doubles as a nice little brazier.
My dog
goes.
Yeah.
Good Jackie.
Might be small for you.
One lick, you're done. You're like, seriously? So is everybody ready?
Ready, yes.
Are you sure?
She has to roll for her one, or pick it from a chart or something.
What?
Your magic wand you got?
That's right.
Yeah, that's
we ran
right
out of time for that, didn't we?
Yeah.
I
got
good
magic
catch
wand. I did not remember that. So am I rolling a d20?
Yes. Let's find the place I gotta go. That's right. We didn't finish rolling for that. She's getting that good look.
Even if it's not when.
I got a
seven.
Seven?
Can you glue my arms on?
That's a little random.
I still have faith that I'm one little box. Just a little Loki spell on all my arms.
Did you tell them that your arms broke off? Your okay?
Yeah, so then they're like, oh, you have 10 days to tell us. And I was like, well, I was angry for like a week.
Okay, so
we
must remove one.
That's how mine arrived when we were out of town.
Yeah.
It's like.
That's what Kayla's cue. She's like, we got a videotape open in the box since it's been here for 8 days.
Well, it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was past the 10 days.
That's crap. Not even like a discount on a replacement one?
Which is why, because of those two incidents,
it was in there.
Completely into each.
We bubble wrapped it and everything.
Yeah,
I know.
So as a word of warning to our listeners, if you use, it's this Hero Forge.
Hero Forge,
yes.
Yep.
Keep in mind, 10-day return policy and shit breaks. Pretty
mm-hmm.
easy.
Yeah, well, as you can see, it's just 3D printed. You can literally see that it's you know, back and forth. It even has the little things on the bottom.
So what I'm hearing
but is fortunately mine is still really good. I've been
what I'm hearing is we need to take it to your local university that has a 3D scanner and scan it and try to reproduce
or
it.
Or to your local hackerspace like ZeroCraft.
ZeroCraft.
And they're like, hey, whole steampunk group, come over and craft with us sometime. And I think you were at the table when they were telling us to come over there.
I was actually taking video of you guys standing in front of them while they're doing their thing.
Yeah, or poking things.
So what does my wand do?
So your wand is a wand of secrets. Your wand has three charges. While holding it, you can use an action to expend one of its charges. And if a secret door or trap is within 30 feet of you, the wand pulses and points at the one nearest to you. And of course, it regains 1d3 charges at dawn.
Okay, so it just keeps, it can be recharged. I don't have to necessarily.
Yeah, it recharges every morning. And it's this cool little brass wand. Looks like a little thing there. It's got the little symbol for secrets on it.
And it's
1d6?
1d3.
Charges.
Okay.
But remember, that's only if there's a secret door or a trap.
But our cannon checks could tell, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Thing.
That, and it's nice to know of, hey, we're in a dead-end room. We can't figure it out. Sonic screwdriver! I mean, run the secrets!
I played Doom. I know what it looks like.
And all of a sudden, when you're in the hallway of death, and it's just trying to point to the nearest one, and they're all over the place.
Well, there you go.
Or if there's a magic sigil on the wall, and you're like, should we look at it?
Bleak! Don't touch them both.
Don't read that one.
Never touch the magic sigil.
Yep. Unless you, you know, want to do the magic thing. Sometimes that's fine.
Almost wipe the party.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
It reminds me of a, what is it, Galaxy Quest? But he exploded.
Although it's funny because you could be like shuffling. Does the rolling help?
If you're lucky, yes.
Sometimes it does.
None of you ever watched an episode?
This episode is badly written. Whoever wrote this episode should die.
That's so mean.
That is such a great movie.
It's awesome.
It's not the writer's fault. He had writer's block. Okay, did you show everyone your ring, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe D20 ring.
Oh, neat. That's really cool. Isn't that fun?
It is.
That's really cool.
And it's rainbow. Oh, look, I just rolled a natural 20.
How can you tell? Where's
the
little notch?
Oh,
it's
a notch.
I'm stalling for time getting cards out real quick.
Cool.
So I can blast you with magic.
Cool.
And you can get percentile dice.
I saw that. I was like,
really excited. It's with the wow.
Oh,
you guys learned escape from New York, escape from Florida.
So I said on that, I was like, that was New York,
to the
right?
Last Florida. Yeah.
Well, everyone's already seen that. But.
It picks up at the end of New York where he's crushing the cassette tape.
Uh huh.
And that's where it starts.
Oh, okay.
So we're assuming LA never happened.
That's good. That's
or
good.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
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 Oh, look. Escape from LA was
bad.
It was. It came out as intended. It was meant to be campy.
Yeah.
It was so campy.
Yeah.
As long as you knew you were going in for camp.
Bruce Campbell with the.
I love Bruce Campbell though.
That was awesome. No, I mean, there's like Bruce Campbell
with that
the whole,
chin.
Oh my God, that was totally making fun of the whole Beverly Hills cosmetic surgery. Oh God, that was scary but funny.
And close to the truth.
Have you seen Escape from New York? That one is good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll.
Oh, that
one. That one.
That
one is serious. The next one takes itself.
That one is really good. So I apologize for showing you LA
first.
You showed her LA first.
Oh God!
I assumed I had forced her to watch New York.
The Duke.
I was like, why?
But
why?
Are
you
watching this
thing? Number one.
You're like, and you like this?
Oh,
oh,
like
I've been
this.
Friends with you for so
no,
long.
The first
one was
a classic.
That was one of the two disappointing John Carpenter, that and Ghost on Mars.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was funny.
Ghost on Mars is there's like.
Ghost of Mars.
Mm-hmm. There's these ancestral ghosts of. Planet Mars, and they're on there, and they start possessing people and killing things.
Yes, and then the
yeah.
people get all the crazy
well,
stuff.
Yeah, they broke into this like tomb or something,
and
they let all the
spirits
out.
So all the colonists
so they
possess
the
migrants and murder each other.
So rule one: never break into the tomb.
Well, actually, all she did was touch it,
and it crumbled.
And then it crumbled, and then all the red dust. So it's like,
you know what? If you can't read something without moving your lips, why do you even have that book?
So, like,
don't touch
so.
Things. This isn't your planet, loser.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're playing D&D, they touch
what
everything.
I did find interesting was that Mars was a matriarchal society. Yeah.
Most Native American.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, this is
you know, what I say, and that's why they were all wiped out. And then I get killed.
And
these are my last words.
Yeah, I think the whole table was like,
everybody in the group stares at
Ice Cube was in it.
All of a sudden, he spontaneously started coughing up D20s. I don't know how he choked to death.
He plays this rebel leader.
Oh.
That was funny.
He had fun with that role.
And so first, when they first get possessed, they start...
They have, like,
scarifying themselves.
Scarifying and all, you know...
Like,
facial piercings.
Yeah, exactly, and... Really, really, really violent and
big surprise. You're so crazy. You're marching, you crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's possession for you.
And then there's Uber trains. Because that's an easy set to make.
Yeah, the youngest Carradine was in it.
Yeah.
He died.
And then he died.
And then he died.
So, we ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Okay, welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Nope, actually, completely, utterly, totally
wrong.
Again.
I've been here for every night we've played.
No, he did once.
He got it right once.
Yeah,
once. Just that once. And they've never let me forget.
You don't give us an opportunity to, because you say it wrong every time.
Welcome back to Lady Knights of Adventure.